a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is the weather. A snow squall has just blasted through the Salt Lake Valley, making it very difficult to drive. We have live team coverage on those snowy roads and a water record we should shatter today.
We begin our live team coverage, Utah's Water Watch, with Adam Small, who is dealing with some heavy snowfall in Orem at the moment. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, Tim, it really started coming down here in just the last 5 minutes, almost like someone just turned on a switch. And this isn't even the worst area north in Salt Lake County and Davis County, far north of where I'm at. It's definitely coming down harder, but it is starting to come down on what's already slushy and wet roads down here in Utah County. They got the worst of it early on this morning. But I caught up with Dell Carter, who is at a gas station down here in Orem. He said at least before this, the drive wasn't too bad today.
This is a lot like 1983. I mean, we don't have as many this many this late.
And speaking of 1983, we're actually set to break the all-time snowwater record sometime today. The National Weather Service just said we tied the record of 26 inches of water in that snowpack, but we are expected to jump to number one sometime later on as snow keeps on falling. Stay safe out there. Reporting live in Orem, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Adam. We may be checking back with you. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our live team coverage. She's on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Becky?
I made my way north and east from the southwest corner of the Salt Lake Valley, and I got to tell you, it was really deceptive as I started out because the roads in South Jordan and West Jordan are mostly just wet. But headed up north on Bangor, as soon as you cross over that 5400 South overpass, it is a completely different story. The snow is coming down hard. You can't tell where the lanes are except because there are tire tracks in front of you. If you follow those, you're mostly okay. The snow texture changes. It's a much heavier, harder little pellet type of snow for a bit. And visibility drops instantly down to about a quarter of a mile. So if you set out initially thinking you got plenty of room, roads are just wet, it's a false sense of security. The closer you get to downtown, the more you realize this storm means business. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
In fact, she mentioned that overpass on the Bangor Highway at 5400 South. Let's go back over to you, Heather, in the KSL Traffic Center. It looks like there's an 18-wheeler stuck or something.
Oh, that we've got at least half a dozen vehicles that are stuck, stalled, sliding backwards on Bangor Highway. Most of them are northbound, and people are even stuck trying to exit at 5400 South. So now that exit ramp is blocked. People don't have anywhere to go if they don't exit at 4700 South in the Taylorsville area. So I would avoid Bangor Highway at all costs. Just stay off of it. Take the city street. Plan an extra 20 minutes at least trying to get to where you're going, because all the other roads in that area, Mountain View Corridor 201, they're also snow covered with low visibility. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, and we've seen that in past storms. It's not likely to get any better until we can get plows into that spot, so be patient. The winter-like weather will still be around for at least another week. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
We'll have highs only in the lower 50s next week, with more wet weather adding snow to the mountains. You might be sick of all the cold, but KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's actually very normal for this time of year. And it's important that we don't warm up too quickly, because he says we don't want that snowpack melting too quickly and just too soon in the year.
Matt also says we don't have any reason to worry about the high snowpack because we've seen this before in 2011 without any major flooding.
All this snow we're getting has to melt at some point. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser spoke with Sandy City utility workers like Ted Keaton, who are working to get the city ready for runoff.
Today, his crew is surveying Dry Creek near State Street and 102 South.
They're looking for log jams. They're looking for debris. They're looking for garbage, trash people throw in the ditches.
Information crews have been collecting for weeks, logging it on this interactive map.
We've been meeting with citizens. We've been sending our crews out to meet with the citizens. A lot of people are being proactive and cleaning the drainage channels out themselves already.
If you have a drainage area, that likely will flood this year, especially if there's debris in it.
Crews will keep up with these drainage clearing efforts for at least the next 6 weeks.
Lagoon was supposed to open this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. They're going to delay their spring opening. The amusement park says opening weekend will now be April 1st if Mother Nature cooperates.
First look traffic now. And Heather, I feel so bad for those people on Bangor.
Oh, it is a mess. If you are on Bangor right now and you're heading northbound from the West Jordan area, get off as soon as you can. Do not approach 5400 South exit at all. You've got only one main flow of traffic getting through, and I don't predict that that will stay open much longer because so many vehicles just can't make it up over the hill. The exit ramp is completely blocked. Nobody's getting off the exit at Bangor Highway and 5400 South. And then the 201 freeway has reduced visibility, Mountview Corridor, I-15. Pretty much this snow squall is just really causing havoc on the drive this morning. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.